Como os águias chow, baby.
Yep, me too.
I got Baiting some Snickers ice working. Cream. My ice cream. Oh, shit. Or move your ass back to Giddens, cause don't look like I'm leaving this bitch no time soon.
No, don't come back to this shithole. We're trying to get out.
Nah, shit. We can find you something to do. Shit, Giddens what you make.
Yeah, it is true.
Shit, I do everything I want. Go to the city, you want the city of it. Bring my ass to the peace and quiet. That's what the fuck I do. When I'm in the city, we are everything up. When I'm in the country, shit. It's slow motion around this motherfucker. Man, I got that bitch blow a motor, boy. It's cold in that motherfucker.
Yes.
Oh, no, I got that bitch fixed. That bitch ready.
You still ain't found the dog yet. That's the one thing we missing.
Oh, no, see. I just broke this. I ain't got time for that shit.
Just switch it.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit.
Hey man, why everybody think this nigga is on some type of drug network?
Who?
Jason.
Who the fuck is Jason?
The nigga with no teeth, but he got teeth now.
Oh,
well. Nigga, this nigga, I'm in the alley, way
somebody
down.
He's on drugs.
Nigga, somebody call my name. My look is Drew. That nigga say. Say you want it like this. That means switch. I say fuck it. I can't. Nigga. I work the time. All I gotta do is push time. I was up there for 30 minutes. The white boy in the alley. That nigga say you don't bring your motherfucking ass back over here. I said what happened? He say we was doing deals. This motherfucker letting deals go in one pen. The white boy said, I called him every name in the book except for nigga. Nigga, I was rolling. So I got down, right? Went to go help them for about 30 minutes. Then I switched with my brother because he was running the cabs. Yeah, I got his ass out there too. I switched with him. I'm talking to Jew in the main alley. This nigga calling. He say, watch, they finna fuck up right here. These niggas fuck up. Talking about we had to stop the cell so they can get situated. Carson came out. One dude ain't locked the gate. Oh, nigga, all you see is hands go up, flaring and shit. I say, ooh. That nigga say, yeah, Carson mad to the motherfucker. Black dude, another black dude go there. And they say, my man, Carson, call that nigga all type of stupid motherfuckers. Ain't a good job.
Say, dog, I know you ain't think you was going to this store.
No, they got a gas car.
Everybody else, something. Why they pulling in there like they finna go in? Mm. Fuck you back there drinking.
Arizona. You got the can? Yeah, they don't taste right out the can, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like the way it tastes, but that bottle be hit.
What the fuck happened?
It's brisk.
Oh, this shit is. It has tons of sugar.
Well, you will love the tea at the Oshimo.
I don't like no sweet-ass tea.
That shit ain't sweet.
Oh, I'm about to say, hell no. Give me diabetes in the cup. Nah, I'm good with it.
Shit, a nigga was going in there. I said, hey, can you bring me a tea? He said, yeah. I said, can you nigga it up for me? He said, huh? I said, add a little sugar and sweet low to that motherfucker. Cause I got some on Monday. Nigga, I spit this shit. I said, it's supposed to be sweet. The little sugar they do put in that motherfucker, they done forgot it.
Jane, Lorraine, and Betty.
Who the fuck is
and
that?
Gloria don't want no goddamn diabetes. So they making their tea diabetes free. Why this nigga got his windshield wipers up?
He's probably washing his car.
For it to rain?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I ain't watch Sleepy.
She don't open the rain till fucking Friday.
No.
That's all we get.
I don't know. Shit, it don't rain like that. Ooh, how y'all got tonight? Be great.
I got in trouble. Sunday, Saturday. Saturday, Sunday. I was gonna text me, you got some shit to clean. I say, damn, it's fucked up already. I get to make say, you left the sprinklers on all night. I left the sprinklers on. I broke a big ass pipe. With the skid steer. Moving hay for somebody I wasn't supposed to be moving hay for. Yeah, the eggs ain't shit though. Yeah, motherfuckers gonna say, hey man, we'd rather work in a dry, dusty alley than a not dusty alley. Huh? So y'all wanna be up here fucked up, can't breathe? All your snot is dirt.
That's
why
cowboys, real cowboys,
can't handle. I say, shit, I got told to do it. You say, but who? I said, Carson. Did you find something already?
I gave him an ashtray. He's an ashtray vapor.
Oh, my bad. I ain't know.
He ain't one of them round motherfuckers. It's a real ashtray, but as long as he ain't burning up my car, I'll get him. And ain't nothing broke on him. Two times in the back, I'm about to promise. I just ain't forgiving.
These
count towers $800
in one time. Feel that.
Yeah, you gonna break it up.
Hey, you ever seen a nigga sleep and work at the same time?
Yep. Damn,
when
people grew up, I need to buy this
property. So when I was working this game, I look at Big Brother. I don't know who was. I call him Big Brother because he's bigger. This nigga, eyes dead closed, sleep, and popping the cows with the hot shot.
Marcy, she ain't sleep.
Then they start arguing. Oh, nigga, that shit was, it was hilarious up there on Monday.
What the hell is you doing? Chopping ice? What the fuck?
Hello. That's what it sound like. She gonna mic her mind on some ice.
Shit,
a long time ago. God damn!
still the ice, now you crunching ice.
I mean, did she start off with a big ass block or what?
Man, you black as fuck. I can't see that.
My bad. I know what. I forgot about that because I'm like, man, I just be at work bored to the motherfucker. Nigga, one day I was just hollering talking shit to you about 2 weeks
ago. Youngster. I ain't been over there this much. What the fuck is that?
Adilla.
Oh, what?
Adilla.
Sure.
I'm Armadillo. Nigga, while I was scrolling Facebook, I see a post that say, my mom's cat came home with an armadillo shit. Motherfucker party harder than I do. And it was a cat with an armadillo shit on. Ah. How did that happen? No one knows, but the cat and the armadillo. Where the armadillo? Should ask the cat.
That
nigga left home. Fuck you. We gotta get the
Christmas tree and leave, bro.
What's that
she
called, Josh?
I don't give a fuck about no name.
Yeah.
Like that shit don't even be what they
saying
it is. They be lying.
Oh, he went to Colorado. What the fuck? 9 times out of 10, it's close enough.
What the fuck?
Ooh. My Daddy, with the tattoo on the face.
One of the greatest boxers. Man, he's on his shit. Really knocking his ass. Really got me nigga ass back. Bitch, I can't talk, but I bet you I can slide you.
I wonder how many niggas was talking shit to that nigga in the ring about his ex.
Yeah, yo, his ass.
And then just got fucked off at the end.
That nigga knocked you out in 29 seconds. What kind of shit is that? That wasn't even no fight, bitch. That 1 year refight, it was like 19 seconds for real. Like pay-per-view, the motherfuckers got their money back. That was upset.
Shit, ain't that what you pay for it for?
Shit, you had already watched the undercard. That was the main event and it was 19 seconds. Bitch, I want my money back.
You got what you wanted, right?
I was a fuck.
Just like the UFC, nigga. I will never go to a UFC fight and expect a long ass fight.
Anyway, I love that shit. That shit right there, I love it more than boxing.
But still.
Boxing, they gonna go a minute. UFC, this nigga gonna Superman your ass and you gonna be out of there in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He Superman your ass right now.
I done see. I was
just like Silver.
Oh yeah, that nigga's a...
That nigga will stand right next to you and kick the shit out of you, man. That nigga will kick.
That's the only nigga I know that done threw a kick and broke his own leg. Completely in half.
But bitch, I won.
She won, baby, lost.
That shit. What? This nigga got kicking abilities we ain't never seen before. Nigga, how you kick that nigga like me? Like type shit.
Exactly.
Long leg, motherfucker.
Connor a beast too for his
little ass. That nigga just go, I don't know, rampage. He on the rampage. too, like, one of them trailer park meth monkeys on the weekend. I'm from Fairbank, Alabama.
They don't know about that, man.
More than one meaning now. No, I'm just saying. But shit, non-binary, shit, you gotta, what is binary in order for us to know what non is? Non-binary. I'm just saying, but.
I'm just confused. I don't know.
That's some bullshit. This is not a fucking real thing. Words go, numbers go forever. All hard numbers. I'm just saying when they program, they use zeros and ones. Okay.
I don't know.
So they use the non-binary numbers to program. What the fuck? You know what? Her lips say anything. My fucker ain't just tell me no anything. I do drugs. But I'm smart. I am. I don't give a fuck. I bet you I can make whatever professor I have, I bet you I can outthink that motherfucker. And he gonna be sitting there like this bitch here. It's on my fucking nerves. I ain't lying. When I went to school in Bryan, the DPS officer that was my teacher, he said I had to see you coming every day. You back in my classroom. I'm just saying, but he was fucking up. He was looking at that shit like the law. Bitch, look at that shit like a criminal. I'm just trying to give you both ends of the ass.
Yeah,
bitch, that where they fuck up. I'd be the best cop ever. Say, my nigga, give me all the drugs right now. I ain't gonna charge. Yeah, go and put that shit in the back of the car for my nigga. Nah, in the trunk, nigga. I ain't gonna take you to jail, bitch. Just give me all the drugs and I'm gonna tell you where you fucked up at. Life lessons.
Everybody can be smart.
Just
That's my thing for 2022, because I'll see you.
I was selling drugs at the motel, nigga. I done took the people plug apart, the TV. Bitch, I got drugs in all y'all appliances. So if the dog do come in here, bitch, you better come with screwdrivers. Shit, I don't give a fuck. Stick that shit in the socket and put pepper in that motherfucker, bitch. Now, I don't believe he won't sniff that one over there. Mm-mm. Nigga. Okay, the head dude on Mega Mind looks like Leary. And then got that alien head. Nigga, why your shit so long like that? It's big at the top and long.
They didn't shape it at
the top. And then on top of that, I've come to realize anybody that do meth, they forehead, the top part of their brain get built like it all swell up. It's absorbing the meth. Why the fuck is your head so big up there? Did your mind get overwhelmed? Like, what the fuck? Hey, my next best monkey I looked at, they had right here, this area is big than the motherfucker, bigger than the rest. I don't know. I ain't messing around. And in the brain, it's mess central. Wait,
I be telling you. I'm starting to think these motherfuckers at my job is on some drugs.
Girl, and I be playing around with that shit. Shit, just like that woman that was hollering, she polar. I'm polar. I'm polar, bitch. I don't care if you Antarctica, bitch. A glacier, Eskimo. I don't give a fuck about none of this. She was trying to say she was bipolar, but she just kept saying she was polar. Bitch, I don't care how cold you are. Get your motherfucking ass out of here. I'm not for the crazy shit today, dog. Like, get the fuck out.
Holy.
I'm polar. I'm polar. That's what she was just screaming at the
man. Burn.
Bitch, I don't care if you an Eskimo, a glacier, Antarctica, the North Pole, none of that shit. You get your ass. And even the fucked up thing is she had on a sleeping bag. She cut arms to make arms on a sleeping bag, bitch.
But wait.
She had it. She cut a hole for her head and her arm.
Oh, she had it backwards.
But she had a purple, a purple sleeping bag as a dress, nigga. I was already looking at her then, and then she walking around eating shit.
A purple?
I'm telling y'all, I be dealing with some people.
Was it cold?
Yeah. No, motherfucker, it wasn't cold. Shit. Maybe she was cold because she was polar. But it was not cold outside, though.
That's a train.
What? Yeah, she had cut her holes and shit for shit. I guess she go in like a turtle with his, I mean, shit, oh. I don't know.
She's the master of the sky?
That bitch had a purple sleeping bag on as a dress. I'm telling y'all, I deal with crazy motherfuckers all the time. I had Kyle Laws on the one knee.
I mean,
he got his dick out through the goddamn zipper part of his pants.
The fuck is this nigga on?
He keep raising his shirt like he wiping his face, shaking his dick and shit. Bitch, his kids and shit in here. Get your stupid ass out my store, dog. I'm sorry. Sorry your ass out this store. Yesterday, the motherfucker gonna come in, grab a soda, come to the counter, talk about, I ain't got no money. You got a dollar for this soda? Bitch, if you don't get out of here, you want me to what? I'm telling you, y'all come in with grand, y'all see some real meth monkeys. I got one bitch, she come in a little bit before closing every other night. The grill of her motherfucking truck looked like the grill in her motherfucking mouth.
Oh, damn.
Bitch, that's your car, huh? Y'all look alike.
Like, two of them.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. And then when they ask me questions, I be wanting to just grab them. Bitch, quit moving. That shit fuck with my soul. They doing the back dance and shit. Bitch.
No, actually.
You making me real nervous.
I'm not doing
right
that
now.
Shit no more. That's one thing I'm going to stop doing. I'm going to stop calling it how I see it until I learn what it is. Because the last time I called a nigga Memphis, the nigga had Parkinson's.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. These bitches ain't got no Parkinson's.
No, this nigga the best.
Oh.
Yeah.
She ain't paying attention. Yeah, fuck that. I don't give a damn. How the fuck I be talking about people and they be really retarded? Oh, my dad. My bad, damn.
I do too, but still. Y'all swear it's something wrong with
y'all need a sign. Shit or something.
It's something wrong with these two niggas.
Shit. Because I see fucked up people all day. The bitch the other day, she came in with rainbow hair, a Punky Rooster crop top, some black pantyhose, some Jesus sandals, with a goddamn kilt on.
She is trying to find her point in life.
I don't give a damn. She was bigger than me. Why did you expose that shit to the world?
Because she don't know what she want to be.
You all over the place right now. Literally. I'm just saying. I got one bitch coming in. I swear she be trying to pick niggas up in Dollar Tree. Like, bitch, how you gonna get in here as a girlfriend? Because men don't really come in here like that. If they do, they in and out this bitch. I'm just saying.
You got a dollar store?
What?
You got a dollar store?
She coming at home. She drive a Benz truck. I ain't mad at her. But she a big white girl. And them, every time her ass is eating her shorts up. If you don't get that, that look like it hurt. I swear to God, dog, you should not come sit at my door, dog. I be laughing. I be seeing shit. But my employees know me. If I look at that shit, they just gonna go to laugh because they know. I'm gonna come over and ask, can I tell you a question? They gonna be like, Lyric, she finna be 19. She be like this.
Hold on, Paul.
Yeah.
I don't think half of y'all understand what she just said.
What?
But let me tell you a question.
Shit, let me tell you a question.
But you know white folks ain't gonna get that.
Shit, I'm finna tell you a question, bitch. Whether you wanna hear that bitch or not, I'm finna tell you a question.
Why the fuck is your shit looking like that?
Hey. Why? Shit, because I can tell a question. Because I ask questions, I don't answer. And I'm finna tell you a question. Bitch, because I'm a boss like that, I'm telling questions. I ain't asking a motherfucking thing. Everybody be hating this song. I fuck nigga free. Rap to me, I ain't got a word but a word. Cheap when I'm with my baby. It's like this, it's hard. That bitch, but I can tell y'all. Yeah, she trying to tell y'all, bitch, it ain't even about you, bitch. I'm turned up on my own. Got me. Fuck you. Bitch, if you got me, that's a plus. If not, bitch, I got me. And these niggas taking that shit to heart. Why?
Because they're fuck niggas.
I guess. Shit. That bitch say, I got my own.
I never heard the song until the BET Awards. I was like, who the fuck is this bitch?
That song. I love that shit. That bitch say, I'm... Bitch, I ain't got a care in the world, bitch. No worries over here.
No, I didn't know who it was. She did one song first. And then she sung this song. I'm like, hey, I heard this before, but who the fuck is this little bitch?
She looked like something off of goddamn ATL, nigga. At the skating ring. That's what she looked like. I don't know her name.
This motherfucker said so. She wasn't even the main character in the movie. She was just at the skating ring.
Glorilla. Glorilla.
Glorilla.
Okay, Glorilla.
Alright. Hey, who was Ice Spice?
I don't know.
I heard that name a lot.
Coming out with some shit. Oh, yeah, they ratchet as fucking Tennessee, nigga. Memphis and they slow. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. When Black Youngster came out, oh, you knew niggas from up there was retarded.
And the fucked up thing in Memphis is, one side of the town is beautiful. Big buildings, big houses. Nigga, soon as you cross the motherfucking railroad tracks, nigga, I seen 10 pit bulls fighting one Rottweiler. Even a Chihuahua jumped in on it. I'm just saying, nigga.
Yeah, ain't it only three sides?
Got a house here. This house is boarded up. You got a house here. Oh, the project's lit.
But they don't even got... It's one side there. I'm glad it's the east side or west side.
Nigga, they got majority projects. Ain't no just houses like that. That shit looks fucking horrible. And then the way they talk, you be like, nigga, are you slow?
Yep.
Oh yeah. So what projects you from? That's what I need to know. Cause I seen five of you bitches when I was in Dallas. Y'all FREE.
Fuck nigga free.
Nigga, your child got on a diaper, a dirty shirt, and no shoes. Nigga, I seen you. You got a baby on your hip and two behind you, nigga. But that bitch hair and shit is on point. You don't bring your little ratchet ass with the kids' clothes and shoes, that bitch. Oh, I just got my baby some J's. Well, can you put them on? It's a point of buying them if he ain't gonna wear them.
Change the nigga diaper while you at it.
Shit, get that goddamn corn out of his head and comb his shit one time. Like, yo, wretched shit.
Your daughter's over here looking like that and had three tornadoes on her. I
told her kids to get in the grass and put the baby down just so she can fight. Some wretched shit. What? That's why I gotta ask the 2-year-old everything. Cause the mama retarded. Cause the 2-year-old gonna tell it. My mama, she busy right now. She ain't watching us. She got company.
Oh, she over there fucking a nigga for free.
Basically. Shit. You know, said when he leave, he gonna buy us something. We gonna go to the candy house. So your mama company paying y'all to stay the fuck outside and be unsupervised.
But you can't even get an adult Happy Meal at McDonald's. Speaking of McDonald's, have you seen this new commercial they done put out with these four-eyed buggers?
Who?
The McDonald's people. I don't know what kind of commercial it is, but it's like four little things and they all got four eyes.
Nah, I don't
want to
see me like
this. I'm like, what the fuck is up with this shit?
I don't know what the fuck
you're talking about. I don't know if it's a retarded commercial. I've seen a lot.
It's boring in the motherfucker.
It's
why I be at work.
Exactly. Wait till Friday. I'll be all by myself. I'm
trying to build me Born Dominium. A Born Dominium. Huh. It's new country shit they on. You take a born and goddamn it, you making a minium.
What's a minium?
Stupid ass.
What's a minium?
Nah, it's just like basically you take an oversized born. Make you look nice ass house out of it.
You don't even make the barn. You just make the house off the rip. You just got it looking like a barn.
Basically.
It's the house to barn in.
But see, I need a metal one. You know, we're getting ready for the zombie apocalypse. Like the old folks say, we living in our last days. I'm shooting.
Time out. But what is the minium?
What?
What's the minium?
It's they taking it off another word, but I can't like right now I'm like lit.
I mean,
I've been drinking that goddamn moonshine.
I'm speaking of drinking.
What?
I'm starting to love my job even more. Last Friday, I said, Tyler, can I get a little shot? He said, yeah. This nigga had some bourbon and an orange bottle. I don't know what it was. But he told me about this much. And the nigga said, are you checking cows? I said, no, this nigga filled the cup halfway up. Oh. I drunk half of that shit at home, fucked off.
Good age bourbon.
Then Monday
like
he gave me
some crap. That shit be buying is some kind of damn tequila. But the bitch, the bottle is like $200 to $400 a bottle, depending on the size. But when I say Airwood gave me a fucking shot, probably like that much in the cup.
Oh no, I'm good.
I was like, oof. Nigga, I called somebody, bitch. I passed that bitch. This
liquor.
I can't. Yeah, no, I'm good. I stick to the little vodka, you know what I mean? I dabble with the moonshine. I might have it bitch damn near a year.
That nigga drinking poison. He drinking gasoline for real.
What?
Talking about the shit that we got. That's poison.
Some kind of tequila. I don't know, but.
But you had too much of that shit, boy. Your whole insides be all fucked up.
Put a worm in it or something. I don't know.
What's the worm on there?
That's what they do with
Mexico. What
does it do? I don't know. Shit, the worm be drunk and you eat it. I don't know. What you really drink is that?
The scorpion.
I don't know. They put a worm in fucking tequila.
I know.
I don't know.
I had some of those. I wouldn't.
I don't know the point. 13. Shit, I don't know.
And I don't even know what kind of worm it is.
It's worm. That's nasty.
Is it edible?
Shit, all creatures is edible.
No, not all.
How come they not?
Oh, you go ahead and eat some out these woods, then you're gonna fucking blow up and die.
No.
Yeah.
Once you, if you eat a fucking snake, everything's edible. Motherfuckers in the woods eating rats and beetles and different shit like that. But put some heat on his ass.
Yeah, but the rock still kid. Like the little frogs. The little boys just call you one of them motherfuckers, you dead.
I suggest you know what to eat and what not to eat.
Or them little berries.
Oh, damn, no. I would never, if I was lost, pick up some motherfucking berries and I don't know what they are and just eat them. Nah. That ain't me. Me? I'm
getting one of these. I want you on bark all day.
If nothing else, fuck all that vegetable shit. It sound good. But you need protein.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So, bitch, I'm a meat eater. I'm going after every meat I can possibly. What you eating? I'm eating fried grass out of the night. What you eating? It's what you eating, eggs. I mix it with some rice. What you mean? I don't even damn. Protein. When you down and out, shit. I don't eat fish, but I be filleting my ass off. I'm just saying. Oh, damn, I'm catching birds, rabbits, squirrels, rats. Nigga, if I get that coyote, he's as good as skin too. I don't give a damn. Zombie apocalypse, I'm taking out 4 cows. Nigga, you know how much meat that is? Then I'm going to steal deep freezer. Bitch, fuck you. Shit. nigga had half a cow done in a pig, and nigga, we done had meat all year. Fuck you, man. And you can eat everything on a pig, and I do mean everything.
When I say we had a fat motherfucker up there.
Ooh, I still want one. But Chester just told me to come out there and buy the meat instead of.
Man, that motherfucker was so big.
But some of the pig I don't want. Like his ears, I don't eat pig ears. I don't eat his tail. I really don't even want the head. Type shit. My granny fucked me up one time. Fuck the head. Mom, she couldn't cook. She just put everything in one fucking pot type shit.
You let this shit cook all day, you?
It was smelling good. When
it tasted good.
When Aaron, I didn't eat that shit. What the fuck wrong with you? Mom can't cook. She is. I ain't crazy. I don't know, babe. She can't cook. Nigga, I literally told you everything she cooked and she put in one pot. My granny couldn't cook. My daddy, mama, that's why she put sugar on everything. Because she couldn't cook. Now, if it was breakfast, you know what I'm saying? She made sausage, rice. Because we had rice at every meal. We had rice. So all us fellas, nigga, I eat some sweet rice or some rice with some butter. Or, you know what I'm saying? She made gravy. I put the gravy on her. Nigga, I wasn't eating what the fuck she was cooking. She couldn't cook.
Hey, but God damn, big dog.
I know. Fuck. Stop.
And I hope they see my fucking finger.
Shit. So one time it was smelling good. I went over there to the stove and lifted the goddamn pot top up. She had the whole goddamn pig head in that bitch floating with some beans. That hoe was looking back at me. So now. Fuck that pig head, I don't want him.
You
that shit'll fuck a child up. You thought I was gonna eat that shit.
That shit live.
Nigga. And that bitch is bobbing around in the pot like, no, the fuck I'm not. I ain't eating that. I'm finna go to the hood store and get me a chicken strip bag. Matter of fact, Gold Country on Gelsner, nigga. Gold Country still open. To this day.
Them people over there, they be eating the whole cow and shit.
Oh, nigga, you can eat the whole cow too, but I can't fuck with him.
I can eat the whole cow. Y'all need to eat some fucked up shit.
Bitch, give me the main pork. I need ground beef. We don't even eat beef like that.
Nigga, I'm seeing a cow with the whole fucking eye missing.
Rib sometimes.
Then I seen one with the eyeball poking out. Like, when it got there, that bitch come down the alley and had no eyeball. I said, oh,
nigga,
shit.
No lie. When I got hired at Sanderson Foreman in Bryan, nigga, I worked 2 hours. I couldn't make it.
Yeah,
bitch, I'll never eat chicken again. And I love chicken. Fuck y'all. I ain't gonna do it. Let the chickens go. Shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. I never eat chicken again. That woman say, ma'am, keep the check. Them 2 hours don't mean shit. I don't want it. Fuck this job. She was like, so many people quit within the first 3 hours. You damn right. Bitch, I love chicken. Stop it. Y'all abusing the chicken, even though I'm gonna eat his ass later. You abusing him.
Hell.
When I had got a job at Sanderson Farm, bitch, I worked 2 hours, no lie, left.
Bitch, you know I love chicken. Me up?
I ain't gonna do
when
it.
I was dog training, and you gotta smell dead birds, week old dead birds.
See, I can't do that. Mm-mm. Even when I go to Walmart and get meat packages from they ass, bitch, I tell mama what I want, send her ass in there, it smell like meat, fresh meat. Straight off the cow. No. Like back in the day. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to hit that Martin on bad boy. Everybody in that bitch gonna be grossed out. No, the fuck I'm not. I go in there, I'll be like this. Mom be like, what? Mama, quit playing right now. And then they start to be getting Wama sausage from Casper's. You can get the links or you can get the long rope. Or you can break that bitch out where you want it. They start to be getting. But yeah. Nigga, fuck no. Smell. That's why I quit college in Bryan. That was my last class to take, pathology. I ain't gonna do it. You want me to what? Before we started class, first class, he gave us the syllabus a week before. You had to put two pieces of chicken in a Ziploc bag and sit it in the refrigerator for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, you open it up and smell it and write your paper about it. Say, you damn right. Our first class.
I mean, you could have beat it.
Mm-mm. Our first class. This just put the icing on the cake. Our first class. Okay, so we go in the pathology office. And everybody get their little, he assigned the dead person to your dumb ass. I had a fucking floater. He just bloated and bluish gray and I ain't gonna do it. How long have you been in the water, sir? Anywhere from 6 to 9 months.
Oh, oh hell no.
Out of there. Fuck that big shit they give you to put on your nose and the mask. Don't none of that shit work. They lied. That shit look good on TV. Nigga. I never went back to class. No, they had already drained him. So now he gray and saggy and shit. And y'all want me to flap shit over and tell you different shit about his dead ass?
Mm-mm. I mean, either way it goes, you're gonna smell it regardless because you're my
nigga. Nigga, it was different dead motherfuckers in there. Each one had something different.
And that was the worst one?
Basically. Bitch, I can't start with him. Can you switch? Can he be my last one? Then they got that damn, it's a piece of land and they just got dead ass bodies in different. I couldn't make that part. Fuck CSI. I would have been a hellified crime scene. I just go in, take my little pictures, dust. But for me to actually fumble the body in the dead shit, I can't do it. Now if I'm just going in, getting this dead ass, taking a few pictures, okay, cool. Can somebody else analyze his ass? Cause I don't wanna do that part of type shit.
I mean, at least you ain't a motherfucking, what's the people called? The ones that get him.
A mortician.
There you go.
I told you I quit fucking with dead bodies when Mr. Wayman was in the back and that nigga kept coming to loose. When we was kids, that nigga jumped all over the goddamn back. Ain't lying, had to keep pulling over and strapping his dumb ass in. Cause that nigga came off the gurney like at least twice. That was the last time we rode in the motherfucking hearse with her to go get a body. You know what I'm saying? They normally bump a little bit, but Mr. Wyman was back there having convulsions and he is still alive. We was gonna get him. He is still, y'all see that man is alive. Cause you know every now and then they twitch and they kick and they move a little bit. Cause we was always at the fucking funeral home. But Mr. Wyman fucked it up for us. Nigga, we was in the front seat, peeing over the front seat like this, like that nigga still alive. They done killed this man. Type shit.
Yeah.
For real. Me and Nikki, ever since the end, I was convinced Mr. Wyman was still living. And Lane just gonna say his soul ain't at rest yet. No, bitch, he is still in there. He sleep or something. Fuck that. Oh. I ain't lying. He kept coming loose and she had to keep strapping him down. He came off that gurney. I was like, hell no, nah, I'm through.
If you would have said something, y'all would have been hands up.
Ever since then, she be like, y'all want to ride? Nope. Hell no. Nah. We going to stay over here. Matter of fact, we would go down to Crystal Grandma's house, and Betty G would watch us. Hell no, we are not going.
Oh no, nigga, that remind me of a cow.
Shit, for real, girl. They couldn't tell, they could not convince me Mr. Wyman wasn't alive. Fuck them. That man kept coming off that gurney. Then at one time when he slid off that motherfucker, and he was slid to the end, he looked like he was sitting up. You know what I'm saying? Nah. I quit fucking with dead people then. And we used to be all up and through the damn funeral home and shit. Oh, look at his eyes. Ugh. You know, it's like dumb shit as a kid. And we used to go in there and get paid with their hair and we paint their fingernails like bags on their hair and shit. You couldn't pay me to do none of that shit. You better respect. Why the fuck is you blinking? So what drugs are you on? Bitch, you blinking to come around the curb? I wasn't the only one seeing you, correct? That nigga blinked to come around the curb. That nigga too high. Well, yeah, I don't know. That fucked me up with dead people right there. I know that. Do I play? Because I swear to God, any funeral that I go to, if that nigga sit up, who's going to be the first one out is
me.
Fuck the kids, the grandbaby. I don't know everybody.
Nobody's safe.
God, you're right. I'm telling y'all, Wayne done fucked it up, and he fucked it up for me. I wouldn't even go to his funeral because I was convinced they was burying a live man. Oh, the fuck, Mr. Wyman is alive, and y'all bitches is burying him alive.
How he die?
Just old. He's old as fuck. That's why I say, bitch, y'all killed him. Somebody killed him. He was one of them people, Granny, Big Mama made dinner or something. We had to walk him a plate every evening, and he gave you 50 cents an apple and some little pocket, the little hard-ass old folks candy. He was one of them motherfuckers. He wasn't kin to us. We just had to go over there every evening and take him his plate type shit. Old people shit. They don't do that shit no more. Oh, Betty Jean. Brenda Lee. You know, old folks shit. They say they ain't feeling good today. Go on, send them a plate over there. They don't do that shit no more. Yeah. They don't do that shit. They be like, Brenda Lee. I can't stand that bitch. I ain't taking the whole shit. That's what they do nowadays, nigga. You supposed to look after one another. That shit. Hey, they ain't doing that shit no more. Oh, damn. Y'all better read Revelation. That shit, ooh, it's gonna be bad. I don't give a damn. St. Peter gonna sit me on the side. He gonna be like, bitch, I ain't made. We tallying your shit up. We gonna do it in a minute. We tallying. We gotta go mark for mark with your ass. This down to the wire type shit.
Ooh, I got a joke for somebody. I don't know who I'm gonna tell it to.
What?
A joke.
What the fuck is the joke?
Joke is that it's an ugly people joke. Like, nigga, you so ugly when you died and went to hell, the devil sent you to heaven because he thought you were ugly. Something in that order. I gotta finish it up. I thought it was hilarious when I first started. I pictured the ugly nigga in my head and I was like, damn, it's kind of fucked up. Then I worked with the nigga.
gotta eat my Snickers ice cream. Fuck that. Fuck that. Yup, and then in the fucked up thing, I think I'm putting some Reese's in that bitch. Hell yeah, because you didn't already murder the ice earlier. You trying to see what the fuck you was doing. Just killing the ice and shit. I'm not in here gonna put right on me. I'm be angry at you. I know one alarm go off at 6 before you get her ass up. I just roll over, see if the light on. Now 7 o'clock, 17, that's my alarm. Drive her ass to school. Then I come back, smoke a blunt, take a shower, take my dumb ass to work. I pop 2 B12 so I can push through these 10 hours, 12 hours. Type shit. I can work at 8:45, smoke me a cigarette in the parking lot while dumbass is steady pull on the door, like, you know it. Clearly says 9 a.m. At 8:45, they pulling on the door, cussing and shit, throwing their hands up. I'm sitting in my car smoking a cigarette. Then I put the remainder of my cigarette out by 8:50. I'm opening the door and locking their ass out while I get the rest. Drop my registers in there. Then I be a ho-ho if it's a lot of them. I stand in the door and keep looking at my watch till it hit 8:55.
Fucked up.
I still open 5 minutes early. Only because I close 5 minutes early, bitch. You ain't gonna be in here all night. Bitch, hello? The time is now 8:45. And the store will be closing soon. Bitch, you better get your shit. Because at 8:55, the store is now closed. Please come to the front so I can let you out. Your bad. Goddamn right. Fuck that. I done warned you. I warned you at 8:45, at 8:50, 8:55. I am closed, bitch. I done already popped the register, so therefore, all you can do is get the fuck out.
Damn.
Gee. Three strikes, you're out, right? This motherfucker asked my employees. They go to fucking up. Bitch, three strikes, you're out. I had one motherfucker thought he was gonna jump on me because he got fired. Oh, okay. In that moment, I forgot I was the manager and I was trying to be professional. They ain't fired me. His dumb ass ain't rewarded, y'all. Fuck. Like, my nigga, I'm sitting at my desk and he's standing over me, hooping and hollering and swinging his hands. I was threatened. I pushed him back and I opened the door and asked him to get out. He wouldn't leave. He got in my face and spit in my lip.